This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're in Boston, Massachusetts today at Northeast PHP, and with me, my special guest today, is my friend, Mr. Anthony Ferrara. Say hi to everybody, Anthony.
Hey, everyone. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah, I just tweeted, you just finished your talk, and I got to catch little pieces of it, and I tweeted out a picture of you, and I told the my tweet said, I feel smarter every time I'm just in the same room with you. It just, every time we're together, I learn something. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is you got a new gig, and you announced it on Twitter. You left Google, and ironically, like 2 weeks after you left or a week after you left, Google reorganized. And so I put out a tweet, overheard at Google offices. Shit, Anthony's gone. What do we do? Other person. Well, we could reorganize. First person. That might work. So, and that actually got a little traction. It was funny. But you've got a new gig. And so the first thing I want you to do is tell us about where you're working and what the company does.
Sure. So I started a new position at Grovo. It's a B2B learning company. Think along the lines of corporate education, but more towards professional development, trying to level up employees and help employees level up both in their career and in their day-to-day through short guided micro-learning. It's a learning management system, but it's an entire platform with customized content. We have content teams, et cetera. We're really trying to push corporate and professional development to
now,
the next level.
Do you compete with Lynda and Treehouse, or is it totally different than that?
It's different than that. We're much more guided. We allow the companies to actually create their own lessons, to define training and require it. So it's kind of like a combination of what Lynda does, focused more around micro-learning. Mm-hmm. So 60-second videos, things like that, and trying to get much deeper penetration and much better effectiveness out of it as a whole.
Very interesting. Now, your role is Director of Engineering, VP of Engineering?
Director
of Engineering. Talk to us about some of the unique challenges that you face and how are you solving them with PHP or with other technologies?
Yeah, the really interesting thing, there's a team that's been there for about 5 years. The company's about 5 years old. There's a fairly sizable legacy code base. And when I say legacy, we all picture like this great hunking mess of spaghetti code. And that's, I think, how it was kind of laid out to me before I joined, that we're going to have to migrate off of it. Mm-hmm. It's actually it's a very well-architected code base. It's a really well-built system. Mm. And it's just a matter of trying to scale that to bigger, better, and kind of move to the next level, take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. So my role is kind of two-faced. I have two functions. Mm-hmm. One function is to try to get the architecture and try to be able to push us to the next level and get the system to do the next level of what we want to do. And the second is to basically manage the teams and make sure the teams are functioning really well together and level up the teams.
Very cool. Now, you've got clean code base, and that is unique, okay? You've got clean code base. So the problem now is simply scale and new functionality?
Yeah, it's scale, new functionality, and trying to increase the rate at which we can actually deliver. So it's really about the velocity and the scale more than it is about cleaning things up.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're sitting here with your composer t-shirt on, which I think those were done by Raphael?
I think so, yeah.
Which I'm always interesting because when we get to conferences, we all sit here and we talk best practices this and composer that and unit test all the things and all that. But when the rubber meets the road, a lot of that crap just goes right out the window, you know? Does your team actually live these best practices and using the tools, or is it a cut the code and we'll pay the technical debt later?
right tool for the job. There are cases where we're going to accept technical debt because we need to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And there are cases where, no, we need to sit down and deal with best practices. And I think that's the challenge of engineering, is making that trade-off. It's not all purity. It's not all get it done. You have to walk that balance between the two. Otherwise, you just wind up basically constraining yourself on either side.
Yep.
And dragging yourself down in the long run.
That's very true. Since we're talking about Grovo, you work with another high-profile member of the PHP community, a friend of mine, Mr. Yitzhak Wilroth, Code Rabbi. Talk to us a little bit about what he does and how it is working with him. I mean, have you thrown him out the window yet? So.
He's incredible to work with. He really understands people, understands how to communicate with people and how to get the best out of people. His role is engineering practice manager.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to level up the individual, every single individual on the team.
Wow.
From the standpoint of code quality and practices, whereas I focus more on the career growth side of things. And like the people management side of things. So really, we kind of really work together to try to move everything forward. And he's been a fantastic, fantastic partner. I mean, we've only been working together for 3 weeks, so
yeah.
You know, we'll definitely talk about this over time. But it's we've been really, really well working really well together. I couldn't be more happy.
Quite honestly, I'm very surprised because I know Grovo is a startup. You're well-funded and you're actually mid-level startup because you've got 160 people. But you usually don't see companies focus on things like best practices and focus on their engineers' growth.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that not only do you have Yitz working there with you to help with that, but you said that your job is to focus on career growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that to me, that's very forward thinking, because usually director of engineering is, you know, what version of Apache are we going to use, or Oracle versus MariaDB, or, you know,
yep.
That kind of stuff. I'm very encouraged to hear that you do that, but are you finding that across other companies, or is Grovo, like I'm thinking, kind of unique in thinking like this?
I mean, I don't think Grovo is unique in thinking around this. I think there are plenty of companies out there that think along these lines, that it's better to train people and risk they leave than not train them and risk they stay.
Mm-hmm.
I think Grovo is absolutely unique in that it's an entirely company philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
It permeates itself all the way through, from the CEO to co-founders to everybody else in the company really believe at on this level of professional development, on growth at the employee level. It's not just a tagline. It really is something that's core to the ethos. And to be honest, that's why I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was talking to people during the interviews and everything like that, I felt that this was a unique company and that it was really something I could get behind, and it really like gelled with my values. And that's ultimately why I went. And it's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing.
That's very cool. Hey, I invited you in here on the premise of talking about Grovo, but I'm going to sucker punch you now with a different topic. You shepherded quite possibly the most controversial RFC through PHP. I mean, we lost a wonderful developer over this RFC. She just finally said, you know, I've got other priorities in my life. But you actually came up with compromises that I don't find offensive. I think they're very good compromises that you did. But talk to us about the RFC process and internals, the dogfight on internals, and what it took.
Well, so I think there's a couple ways of approaching that kind of a question. I'm going to take the constructive spin on it,
okay.
Which is that what makes PHP internals unique in a positive way compared to a lot of other projects is you have very different personalities, each looking out for their own interests, and the collection of that actually winds up being beneficial for the language because you wind up getting better representation.
Mm-hmm.
It has the unfortunate side effect of strong personalities clashing from time to time. I wrote a blog post years ago quitting and talking about toxic kindergartens and things like that, and I think that does exist. But when we can look at each other as humans and get past it, we can actually do some really incredible things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the stuff that's been happening with 7, with what the release managers have been doing, with what Dimitri has been doing, and you know the people at Zend, how they've been helping out, it's amazing watching it work. I think as long as we can police ourselves to keep the emotion out of it, and I'm guiltier than most people, so it's I want to make that clear. I'm not trying to like project anything. It's I need to do this. As long as we can keep the emotion out of it, but keep the passion in it, mm-hmm. we're going to be in a very, very good place.
Yeah, it's a wonderful time to be a PHP developer. And in my talk on PHP 7, I start off with a brief history of time and how PHP started as scratcher on itch development. And those of us who are watching it and betting our careers on it, you know, we lose sleep at night. Well, are we going to get this? Are we not? But around 2009, 2010, the core really seemed to have come together, and we got the PHP, we got the RFC process with the wiki, and that's now, we're seeing a regular cadence of releases, improvements in the language. It's wonderful to see. It's almost like night and day, and yes, internals is still watching the sausage being made, and unless you are just desperate to do that, I do not encourage any PHP developer to read that. But I appreciate the fact that even when it gets ugly, we do eventually come together. And I've seen core members that I've watched them just rip each other new ones on the mailing list, and I've seen them sit down and have a beer at a conference, and you know, it's like nothing's happened.
Yeah, and I think there's been ideas tossed around of doing another internal summit, mm-hmm. Getting basically everybody together, trying to get corporate sponsorship to fly everybody to one conference, or at least as many people as we practically right. can, mm-hmm. and then just kind of discuss the future. But mainly what you said, get together, have a beer, shake hands. Once you can put a face on it and realize that the person on the other side mm-hmm. is really just a passionate individual, it really makes things a lot easier.
Yeah.
There have been people that I've had a fair bit of friction with publicly, and that's saying it lightly, who once you get in private, you realize it's actually a real human being. And the next time things start to get heated, it's a lot easier to say, oh, wait a minute, no.
Yeah.
You know, and friendships are born that way. We have some really, really amazing people, and it's just a matter of keeping that going.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. I'll ask you the same question I ask everybody, although I don't know that you are active in a local PHP user group. But what is your local user group, and what's the URL?
New York PHP, and it's nyphp.org. Mm-hmm. There has been a resurgence as of late. Mm-hmm. New York PHP was a bedrock of the community for a very long time. It kind of lapsed for a little while. I'm just as guilty as anyone. I didn't put the effort into it, but now thanks to contributions of people like Yitz, mm-hmm. It's really picking up again, having regular meetings, and it's really good.
Yeah, Hans Zier started that, and I noticed that Hans moved and it kind of lost focus, but I'm glad to see that that's back up, because you're right, it was one of the bedrocks of our wide area PHP community. So, well, I want to thank you. I say this every time I see you, but as someone who you made his career off the work that you're doing, thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Thank you, and as I've said before, you're a bedrock of the community as well. You do 10 times more than I've ever done and ever will do. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.